center.
Front and center.
Front and center. It's Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome to another week. It's Monday, August 5th, 2013. And during the course of the program today, Jennifer, it's not necessarily that I'm aimed at being romantic, but I haven't done anything like this that I can think of probably in my entire career.
What is it?
It is a,
wow,
sort of a dedication. Today is Meredith's birthday.
Oh, okay.
So
happy birthday.
I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
29 again.
Right. I'm not going to tell you what her last name is. I'm not going to tell you where she lives. I'm just going to tell you that I love her. And that the essence of our relationship for the past year plus has been probably one of the most extraordinary things in my life, and that could be measured in any number of ways. So just for the heck of it, for those of you who are romantics or who are interested in romance or just interested in how to maybe talk to the person that you love, maybe I'll give you a few suggestions. Maybe they'll seem like they're okay. Maybe they'll seem kind of silly, a little corny, but...
Are you going to be like Steve Martin in Roxanne?
I don't remember what... Wasn't that where he had the long nose?
Yes.
Oh, I want to tell the truth. Don't you get a long nose when you don't tell the truth?
No, it was Gerard Depardieu.
No, that was Pinocchio.
Ah, Pinocchio and
Gerard
Roxanne.
Gerard Depardieu had a big nose and was too embarrassed, so he had Steve Martin giving him lines. Steve Martin was kind of the...
Ah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, now I remember it. Yeah, what were some of the lines?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Lines are just that for me. It seems like you can't, although not everybody is equipped to speak from their heart, and they need a little help, especially when it comes to romance, especially when it comes to women and men. Men are awkward and oftentimes clumsy and kind of silly, but under the circumstances, I hope that it'll be, I think it's pretty obvious when you hear the way I talk about her, how I feel about her. I never felt this way about a woman in my life. And yet, it's always dicey, shall we say. Relationships are are learning experiences. I think.
So what are you going to get her for her birthday?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't, nothing, I'm, it's just a little Chotsky thing. It's more that I want her to know what I feel as I feel to express it. And why not do it here, again, as a basis for a lot of people, hopefully, to come up with ideas or just feelings. And people who listen to us know that we are about our feelings, we are about our emotions, we are about what our opinions are, we are about who we are. So because it's on my mind that today is her birthday, I figure, why not do something different? And it goes where it goes, and is heard as it's heard, and it may have some impact, it may not, but the other side of the coin is, at least I say what I think, and I feel, and I encourage everybody to do that. I think that's the way we all ought to be. There's not enough of it, I think, these days, and so when something's important, why not be a person who focuses on it. Now, is that the only thing that's going on? Heavens no. There are a lot of things going on in the world today. For example, our friends in China are at it again and again and again and again and again and again. And I guess that Evan has gone to sleep. Oh, there he is. That was about as much of a sledgehammer cue as I could have given you, Evan. Why don't you crank this up a little bit, please? They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them. All right, so the world, what's going on in China today?
There's a big scare,
not only in China, but in New Zealand and here in America. And it's been going on. I don't know if it's not a new scare, but it's a focus on food that comes from China. The Chinese have bought the largest milk producer in New Zealand, a company called Fonterra, F-O-N-T-E-R-R-A. And in doing so, they used some of their own milk from China, and that related incident, that is them buying New Zealand has had a horrible drought. I don't know how many of you know that. This past year has been awful for dairying, farming, and in general, pretty much all growing in New Zealand. Really bad drought. Kind of like what we had in the Midwest in our country last year. We all remember that and what impact it had on farming in general. So, the Chinese spent $9 billion buying this milk producer. One of the things it does, as with most milk producers, it changes milk, some excess milk, into powder. And the contamination, was it melamine? I think we talked about this. This has been going on for a year or so. Some of the milk that was getting over to our country in the form of a baby, it's not baby form, it's a formula, I guess, had melamine in it, right? Isn't that what it was, Jennifer?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So now this has basically ruined the milk market in New Zealand. It has ruined the milk market in China. And it hasn't done a whole lot for some of the dairies, especially on the West Coast, that are using this milk that's been brought over from New Zealand. So what's happened that has changed this because of the fact that this company is the biggest dairy exporter in the world, they said this weekend they had found more bacteria in some of the products, and in fact, it could contain botulism. The contaminated whey protein concentrate. Well, yeah, but what I'm concerned about is a lot of the infant milk, sports drinks, the stuff that you use, the stuff that is used by weightlifters and bodybuilders with whey protein in it. Much of it comes from this company, and much of it's going to be really bad. So I guess my what I would take away from this conversation would be, the Chinese government says, we regret the distress and anxiety which this issue could cause. We totally understand there is concern by parents and other consumers around the world. Parents have the right to know what infant nutrition and other dairy products they are using are safe and harmless. So anyway, there's going to be, I'm going to bet, a ban on all this stuff in Australia and America. And the milk formula, if you are using anything that says it comes from any place other than America, bring it back and get your money back. And do it today. Do not use it. Don't use milk powders. Don't use any proteins. Don't use any whey products. Don't use any baby products. When you look at that label, if it says, and it needs to, and this is another argument, Jennifer and Kenny, for labeling country of origin. You know, there's a big push. Monsanto doesn't want to label any foods.
I'd like to know, though, wouldn't you?
I certainly want to know. And in terms of most Americans, you'd want to know that, too, right? So I think go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, we probably post something like this on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So what other things do we have trending on social media today other than Alex Rodriguez and his noontime ban or whatever? If they appeal the ban, then he can keep playing and so can the other players, right?
It depends exactly what they charge him with. If it's just the use of performance enhancing drugs, then he can appeal that and he can play while it's being appealed. But if they charge him with I don't remember what they call it, but basically obstructing justice, that he was getting in the way of their investigation or trying to deliberately sabotage it, then he's out.
And Cruz would be out, this Ryan Braun. These people are all in the same boat.
Ryan Braun is out because he didn't appeal. He's out for 60 games.
He just accepted it. Bingo. That's it.
And that was it.
And they don't get paid when they're on suspension, right?
Correct. Right. And Ryan Braun lost his Nike sponsorship. The thing that Alex Rodriguez is saying is that the Yankees owe him a lot of money, and so he feels like
they owe him money.
Well, they will owe him money if he plays out his contract, and so he feels like Major League Baseball and the Yankees are conspiring against him so that they don't have to pay him out his money.
Really. That comes from one of the biggest egomaniacs to ever come onto a playing field.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, there is a conspiracy. He takes no responsibility whatsoever for doing what he's done.
He says his moment will come when the truth will be told, but
right,
now is not right. The time.
Yeah, all right. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's what I like about these guys. They're machines with baseball bats in their hands. And they think that there's something, it reminds me of politicians and some actors and actresses or people in general who let their egos go to their head. I'm very rich, so I'm very important. Sorry. Well, with most, maybe that does impact something. How many people are impressed by that sort of thing? I guess there are a lot of people that are impressed by it. I'm not one of them, and I suspect there are a lot of you who are not as well. But at any rate... it doesn't make any difference to me what happens to him, except I think that he, whatever he gets in this circumstance, given his attitude, is probably what he's going to deserve. Am I on the right page there with that attitude?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got an ego, for sure. I don't know.
Nothing wrong with having an ego. You're arrogant with it.
I want to hear what the evidence is, because I don't understand why he's being punished more than some of these other players. Now, if he screwed up their investigation, then I get it. We'll see if they have proof in that department. But I don't know why him using is any worse than Ryan Braun using.
Is it the amount? I don't either. That's a question I might have had as well. Why? Anybody know the answer to that? 888-302-3684. Why is A-Rod up for more time off under the circumstances than the rest of the gang? It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
888-302-3684, so we'll get a little information on Alex Rodriguez and why he is. I've got an interesting, we had the microphone on when the three of you were talking about this. Evan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny and Jennifer were not arguing, but they were discussing why it is that A-Rod may have a longer time, and so we'll take caller two on this as well.
You should have been here. It was great.
It was perfect. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Today, the White House just approved an exemption in Obamacare coverage for Congress and members of their staff. What? Yeah, well, members complained that the Affordable Care Act would cost them thousands extra a year in premiums. Wait a minute, it's their bill. If it's too expensive, why did they name it the Affordable Care Act? You see? Why they call it what it really is, the Do As We Say, Not As We Do Act. That is what the name is. That's the name of the bill. Exactly. And, Homeland Security reports it has lost track of more than 1 million illegal immigrants. Doesn't know where they are. Unfortunately, the NSA can't help because, you know, they only stalk American citizens.
Here's what everybody's still talking about. Anthony Weiner. Yeah, I just... Here's the latest on this. Now, yesterday, in an interview with the Spanish language channel Univision, Anthony Weiner said that he created the online name Carlos Danger as a joke. Weiner was like, come on, what's funnier than the name Carlos Danger? And they were like, Anthony Weiner? Richard Weiner?
Uh-huh. Right. Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno with some fun from last Friday night. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I talking about the situation with A-Rod and some of the comments Kenny has from our social media. Let's talk to a couple of callers. Jim. He's in Tennessee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this
morning? Well, thank you. How about you?
Good. Sitting here at work, and I heard y'all talking about that and why A-Rod is supposedly getting more time than everybody else.
Yes.
I heard either Friday or Saturday, I can't remember whether it was on Yahoo or whether it was on the sports show or whatever, but I heard that he was the one showing all the rest of these guys in line where to get it, and he was putting them in touch with the guys that were selling it.
Oh.
So that's why they're wanting him awful bad, and that's why he's getting more time.
Mm-hmm. So he's the lead, he's the Pied Piper of this movement.
Yeah, he's the in-between guy, the go-to guy.
All right, for information. All right, Jim, thank you for that bit of info. Walter's in Alaska. You agree with that, or is there something else to this, Walter?
Well, I think he lied to the commissioner, and then he also tried to get the others to lie for him and also to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And what Ken had said, Ken and Evan were saying that he had used before and said that he wouldn't use again, and so this is his, like, oops, I did it again kind of time.
So he's a lying sack of manure.
Okay.
Right. Basically. Right? Is that it? Walter, in a nutshell, are you a fan? Are you a Yankees fan, baseball fan? They don't have any baseball up in Alaska, right?
No, I'm originally from New York. I'm a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Good for you. Me too.
How about an L.A. Dodger fan? Are you a transplant, at least get it that far?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, are you transplanted your interest
today
to the Dodgers now that they're in L.A.?
I don't watch baseball too much. I'm a hockey fan.
Ooh, me too. What team?
I like the local team here. The college team, the UAA Seagulls.
Yeah. Nice, cool.
The I am a cold hockey player team. Pretty easy to play hockey up in Alaska.
Yep.
There's not much worry about that. All right, Walter, thank you. 888-302-3684. Speaking of Mark McGwire, as we were a few minutes ago, on this date, 1999, McGwire hit home runs 500 and 501. That's when he reached the 500 homer mark, faster than anybody had ever before. He'd been at bat 5,487 times. Babe Ruth had held the record before. I remember that, actually. I remember. It doesn't seem, God, it was 14 years ago. He got 500 home runs and 5,800 at bats. Let's see, others in that group with McGwire, Jimmy Fox, Mickey Mantle, and Mike Schmidt. But we all know McGwire cheated as well. So what is that? This record's worthless as far as he's concerned. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Since a bipartisan House coalition almost voted down the NSA metadata programs, is Ed Snowden winning his point, even as he's perhaps losing his freedom?
I think to a degree he is, although I think he's released more than he should have. This is a fight, not just a fight within the Republican Party, but also the Democrats on where to draw the line on the surveillance stuff.
I was surprised and heartened by the closeness of the vote, 217 to 205, I think it was, in the House. Now, that's not to say that if it passed in the Senate that President Obama wouldn't have vetoed, but I think that there are people on both sides of the aisle, this is not a partisan issue in the usual sense of the term, who are very disturbed by the fact that everybody's phone records are being collected by the government. And you can say, well, the phone companies collect the records anyway. Yeah, but the phone companies can't arrest you.
I'm Mark. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Happy hour. This is the Doug Stanford Good Day program, Monday, April.
Man, I don't think it does seem like it was just April moments ago. It's August the 5th.
It is a month that starts with A, but April
is
Monday.
Yes, it is. Right. April, how many? We have two of those. We have April, we have August,
yes.
Right? And they're very different months, although they represent if you go to signs. Signs. Remember that song? If you're interested
in
astrology, right, fire sign. Aries a fire sign. Leo is a fire sign. And they are very interesting. I said that I'm dedicating. What's the right word? Dedicating the program today to Meredith, whose birthday is today. She is a very interesting woman, and you've heard me talk about her over this past year, here and there. She's not anybody
here
who...
Here and there?
Well.
You mean every day?
No. I don't think I talk about her every day.
It's cute. It's okay. You do. Ken and I are going to play a little game to see how many times she'll mention her every day.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
And
well,
so
maybe
far
after
we're
today.
Doing really well today. Happy birthday!
Maybe I won't mention her anymore after today, then.
Well, I'm not saying that. I think it's cute. You like her.
I do like
her.
I love her.
In fact,
I do love her.
You want some more of her, as Tim McGraw would say.
Yes, I would. That is definitely true. Absolutely true. So at any rate, little tidbits, pieces, and some of the things that are a part of how you approach your relationship. There is a habitual side to people and how they relate to their spouses, their significant others, boyfriends, girlfriends. Have you noticed that? It's kind of like an invisible thread. People repeat things. And if they're good, that's great. If they aren't good, then that's not so great. But it is, I think that you, in terms of repeating a habit or repeating something that's a part of you, it can serve to strengthen the relationship or weaken it, depending on what it is and how your partner reacts to the repetition of those things. We all know there are little things. Women get upset because the toilet cover is up, right? Things
yes.
like that.
Well, that's annoying. Have you ever fallen in a toilet? That's annoying when you do. Late
actually,
at night
I,
and all
I
of
have.
That.
Bonk. Well, I have...
terrible.
Yes, in fact.
And you have
I'm glad.
To wipe off your rear end.
Yeah, right. I haven't thought that. About it quite that way. But yes, I have, in fact. So
you have fallen into a toilet.
I have.
Do you care to share the circumstances?
No, I don't. Just one of those things.
Because I wish that you would care to say it.
How did we get from me being romantic and talking about... Meredith's birthday.
She said something about
winding up in the toilet.
You said that you've ended up in the toilet. That you leave the toilet.
Not in the same way. I'm just talking about.
I would imagine you don't leave the toilet lit up.
I do not. No, I do not. I leave. I put the toilet. Well, if I'm by myself in the house, I probably do. But if I'm not, then I'm very careful about that sort of thing.
I just think everybody, because, you know, guys get mad when women don't have to leave the toilet lit up. I think everybody should just make it a start from scratch. So the lid just goes down, no matter who you are.
Really?
And then that way anybody can start from scratch.
Huh. All right.
Not fair? Right.
Yes. Now, you have, this weekend, you have experienced an epiphany.
I'm still needing, I need therapy.
Jennifer Horn is changing.
Well, if you remember, I had a big, like you said, I had an epiphany a couple weeks ago that maybe I don't need to get married. I mean, I'm pretty independent. I, mm-hmm. you know, take out my own trash.
Yep.
Kill spiders on my own. Make mm-hmm. my own house payments. Buy my own car. You know, I can do it, right?
You can live on your own, yeah.
I can live on my own. So I thought, what do I need someone coming in and mucking it all?
Right. That's it.
And I kind of had a, moment. Well, this weekend, that moment turned into help. I need somebody. I'm going to get married tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to get married because you want somebody to help you?
Yes.
Wow.
And you'll hear why. Okay, so yesterday, you know, Sunday for me usually is, you know, kind of straightening up the house day, getting ready for the week, doing laundry. Well, I have a huge bank of windows, like, in my living room. And so I was walking past my couch, and I see this long tail connected to a rat.
Oh, sweet.
A dead one.
Oh, my God.
That something had just mutilated the heck out of and dropped
in
on my
house?
Patio. No, it was on my patio. But I could see it from my living room window. And so I went, after I screamed and realized that there were flies and worms crawling out of it, and just went, oh, my God. And I, like, had a girl moment where I freaked out. And usually I don't have those. Like, it takes a lot to get me like that. I would like that.
So it'd be worth being married to have somebody take care of that.
First thing I do is take a picture, and I write to my mom and my dad and my cousin and say, okay, I'm tapping out on this one. I need help. Well, no one came.
Really?
So, no, nobody came to help me.
Oh, my heavens.
So,
see,
what did I
do? That, if I'd have been in L.A. and you'd have done that for me, I would have come over to help you.
You know how hard it is for me to be vulnerable and ask for help?
Ask
this
for
was
help.
It.
Yep.
I was like, I'm vulnerable and I need help. Somebody come and help. Save me, right?
Please help, yes.
Well, my mom was at her friend's house, so she was gone. My dad was out looking at cars, so he was gone. Eric offered to come over, but he did it kind of half-heartedly in a Mickey Mouse voice and went, so I said, forget it. So finally, I decided I was just going to do it myself. So I go out into the garage. I find a shovel with a big, long handle. And that thing's head almost split off. That's how, like, empty it was. It was so disgusting. All the flies flew out of me. It stunk. I had to actually ram it up against a box so that I could get it to land on the, on the shovel.
Yeah.
It was so dead weight.
Terrible.
And then I run it out to the front yard because it's trash day, and I threw it right on top of my trash can. So usually the homeless people walk by and, like, rifle through your trash. Today,
not today.
Breakfast.
Oh. So disgusting.
Nice. All right.
So
another reason to be married.
Independent woman, or I need a
reason number 104 in terms of Jennifer getting married.
Why weren't you in town? You would have come to help.
I would have been happy to come over. Yeah, you're gonna have to marry me.
Gosh.
Nobody has to marry me. I've never, listen, I get off onto that later on. It's 20 before the hour. Let's get to some of the issues of the day today. A lot of chatter continuing about the terror threat. You see, I put words together because I get paid by the words.
Sure,
like, if I put chatter and terror together, it's chatter. The threats have kept our embassies closed in 19 cities in Egypt, Libya, and other Muslim countries. They're going to keep them shut for another week. So they closed them yesterday, and they will continue to be closed through next Saturday, at least at the moment. All right, so that's one item of interest. The suspensions for A-Rod, that's something that is going to take place later today. A-Rod is expected to be suspended for next year. 13 others on the list. Must be posted somewhere, Kenny, isn't it?
I'm sure it is, but he's the big draw for this.
The situation in Los Angeles Over the weekend, some of you, have probably most of you, if you're paying any attention to the news, heard the story about this woman that was killed, 11 others were injured, a Saturday night after a driver plowed his car into pedestrians walking on the Venice Beach boardwalk near Muscle Beach. The woman was 32 years old. It's hard to figure. This guy, I read something sort of behind the scenes. He'd been walking around.
Yeah, they showed him actually on camera yesterday on the local news.
Yeah.
And he had his car. You could see him. And he'd go into his car, he'd sit there, and then he'd get out, and he'd kind of like troll around and like survey what was going on, yeah. And then he'd get back in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go back out and look around again. It was very weird.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what he was looking for, but this 32-year-old woman was a tourist from Italy on her honeymoon. How sad
right.
is that?
Yeah. This guy was Nathan Campbell. He turned himself in after he fled the scene initially. Bail set at $1 million. Somebody on death row in Ohio, Billy Slagle, discovered yesterday morning in the Chillicothe Correctional Institution south of Columbus, dead. He apparently thought that he'd beat the Grim Reaper. He was scheduled to be put to death, convicted of stabbing a neighbor 26 years ago. So it's taken him this long. This is what's wrong with our system. He did the deed 26 years ago, and he's been on death row that long. He was 18 years old when he broke into this home and stabbed this woman with a pair of scissors. She was a babysitter. The kids told the police what happened. This guy was arrested, tried, convicted, sentenced to death row, and for 26 years he's been there. He hung himself yesterday because apparently his time is coming up. So for 26 years, you and me have been paying for this guy to sit on death row and go through all these appeals.
Right.
Is that
so
appropriate
that
or proper? I just kind of want to know what folks think about that sort of thing. 888-302-3684. Closing arguments in the Whitey Bulger case here in Boston. Prosecutors.
And another witness got poisoned. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. It wasn't supposedly related, but... You know, how many times
right.
are they?
Uh-huh.
Coincidence.
People get poisoned all the time,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
In Boston, when they're connected to this sort of thing?
Yes.
Yep. That's true. Yes, they do. Governor Brown averted a big transit strike up in San Francisco. The transit workers looking for more money. Really? Better working conditions. Really?
How is it going to get any better? You work on a bus or the BART?
Right, yeah. The trolley or a train or a bus. That's it, pretty much. And I'm betting these guys are among, if you want to nose around a little bit and find out what they're getting paid, I'm betting they're among the highest paid in this category of work in the country. I'm just guessing that that's the case. 888-302-3684. So, how do your teeth look this morning? Are you smiling? When you're smiling, and you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. You're trying to whiten your teeth, because when you smile, your teeth don't look so good. You've heard me talk about this extraordinary product, Power Swabs. I use them. You ought to use them. It's a clinically proven teeth whitening system to get your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. And if you keep using it, it just makes your teeth look that much better. Whether you have caps, crowns, veneers, doesn't make any difference. Power Swabs will get rid of all of those stains that you have from coffee, drinking tea, drinking wine, drinking any kind of booze, smoking too much, whatever it is. You just haven't been to the dentist. You haven't had your teeth cleaned and whitened. So here's the service that is actually risk-free. Dial up this number right now. You'll save a lot of money if you go direct to the manufacturer. 800-865-7602. Let me repeat the number. 800-865-7602. If you call now, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. So white teeth in 5 minutes a day. 2 shades whiter in 5 days. Use it for a week. 6 shades better. This is a clinically proven product developed by a dentist from coconut oil. And it's all natural. Therefore, it doesn't have any negative impact. It's not like using bleach and these strips and this other stuff in your mouth. 800-865-7602. Do yourself a favor. Look better, feel better about yourself, especially if you're out in the sun. Nice tan, white teeth is the way to get them. Power swabs at 800-865-7602.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Please store for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Yeah.
So, it's Doug and Jennifer and Ken and you, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Kenny, what's going on there?
Mostly conversation about A-Rod. Mm-hmm. Two comments, and this is something I'm pretty sure he never thinks about. One person who's using the name 24 Life says, I'm so disappointed with this whole A-Rod situation. I looked up to him growing up. He was supposed to be the greatest, and now we all know he's a fraud. And Chris says, I was the biggest A-Rod fan growing up and believed in him when no one else did. It's a shame he blew all of his talent and his career away.
Yeah. So now they call him A-Hole instead of A-Rod, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
Can we say that?
I don't know. I just did, so let the chips fall where they may. 11 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There's a study released today, 1,000 adults, 49% of drivers who listen to talk radio get ticketed more than those people who are listening to music radio. Matter of fact, drivers who continually listen on their way to work, some ticketed one, two, or three times. That compares to about 40% of the general population. If you're listening to heavy metal music, you're right behind talk. 48% of the people ticketed while driving were listening to heavy metal. Let's see, a subset, speeding tickets, R&B 16%, classic rock 12%, country 11%. Let's see
that
here.
That surprised me. I would think 11.
Hip-hop listeners do seriously bad stuff than get tickets.
I would think that. Or country, I would think you'd go speeding faster because the songs are all about driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless of music preference, about 20% have been at fault in an accident among talk radio listeners. The number is about 25%. So those people who are involved in accidents at the time, if they're listening to the radio, 20% of them are listening, 25% of them are listening to talk on the radio.
Hmm.
How about that? don't have a good reason. Yes, right. 51 past. Yeah, this is a good day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
/5/13. Hello to folks who are listening to the Good Day program down in Macon, Georgia. How do you do? Those in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi.
Today is Chad Ochocinco's favorite day because it's Ochocinco.
Ochocinco. How do you do? Joliet, Illinois. Hi. Tallahassee, Florida. Huntington, West Virginia. Evanston, Indiana. Anchorage. There you got all these people listening in upstate New York around Erie. Charleston, West Virginia. How do you do? Beaumont, Texas. Hunga bunga. That's how I talk to Charlotte, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Charlotte, and when she can hear me, her hearing's been affected a little bit by her age.
What?
So she's not hearing. That's how she looks when I first say get into the truck when she's with me. And she may be sound asleep, and she gets up and looks at me like, hello, where'd you come from?
Hi. Not, you said, let's go to the mall or something.
Yeah, right. All right, let's do Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is here. Happy to have him along. We just signed a new long-term contract with Shelley, so he'll be around a long time with his information. I think it's actually quite good, his information.
As long
is very
as he
helpful.
Doesn't use human growth hormone, right?
Right, yeah, he'll be fine, and I don't think he's doing it. If you look at his hair, he's not using any kind of hormones at all. Seems to, he's certainly not using, anyway, that's one of the things. I look around at some of the people who are on the program and who can use what product. Certainly Provia would be something that we could send to Shelley, help him right out there. Meanwhile, Shelley is going to be here in a moment to talk about Google's newest flagship phone, the Moto Talk.
Ooh.
Moto, I think it's probably Moto X, but Motox. M-O-T-O-X.
Motox.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's Moto X.
Moto X? Okay.
That'd be my guess.
I like Motox, though. I just want to be different.
He's the expert.
Yes, he is, and he's going to pronounce it correctly in a moment here on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google unveiled the Moto X, its newest flagship phone, and a device that Google's executive chairman Eric Schmidt said offers the best of Android. But does it work for you? The Moto X isn't meant to be a top-tier phone and compete with the big guns like Samsung's Galaxy S4, but it's more powerful than an iPhone 5, and it has a bigger screen, too. The Moto X will launch in about a month on all major U.S. carriers from $199 with a two-year contract, and AT&T customers can even choose from a handful of different colors. The phone's most innovative feature is its touchless control. The Moto X is always listening for you to say, "Okay, Google now," and ready to help you do just about anything you want without having to touch the phone. Now, the Moto X isn't for diehard techies who need the absolute latest and greatest, but if you just want the best of what Android has to offer, the Moto X delivers. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We had a poll last week that was pretty interesting. Do you swear at or otherwise assault your computer? I think we carried a story at DougStevens.com, Kenny, didn't we, about people who are upset because their computers don't work. So the results of this, 42% said, well, once in a while I throw something at it. Doesn't everybody? 34% said, I don't even know if anybody who does anything like that. That's outrageous. 18% said, yes, almost every day I throw something at my computer. 5% said, no, but I work with somebody who does do that. So that's the poll. The Doug
Services to Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.